This is Fresh Air. The streaming service BritBox has a new mystery series called Ludwig, starring David Mitchell as a very improbable yet effective investigator. Our TV critic David Bianculli says everything about this new series is charming, surprising, and delightful, and also refreshingly lighthearted. Here's his review.
In the U.S., murder mystery series built around eccentric but intrepid investigators have been around forever. And the best of them, from Columbo to Sherlock, have made an indelible mark on TV history. Currently, we have such shows as Elsbeth, Matlock, and Only Murders in the Building, all of which playfully present crimes solved by people with unusual but ultimately lovable personalities. A new BritBox import, a mystery series called Ludwig, is even lighter and flat-out fun to watch. Created and written by Mark Brotherhood, it arrives with one of the most original and captivating variations on the entire TV mystery genre. Here are the basics. Two very intelligent children, identical twins John and James, grow up sharing their youth with a best friend, Lucy. After the twins are traumatized by the sudden abandonment by their father, their lives take different paths. James becomes a police inspector and marries Lucy. John, who's got just as keen a mind but has become isolated and reclusive, ends up designing and publishing all sorts of puzzles. And then, after John goes missing while working on a case, Lucy contacts his twin brother, her old friend, and begs him to visit her. When he does, she hits him with a very bizarre request. John is played by David Mitchell from Peep Show. Lucy is played by Anna Maxwell Martin from Good Omens.
Which brings me to the big favour.
Lucy, I'm not sure.
Okay, so I went into his home office looking for clues as to what he might have been working on, and there's nothing. He's been hidden in there for 2 months, nothing to show for it. Now, either he took his files and tatty orange notebook with him, or it's in his other office, the one at the police station. Now, I can't access that. In fact, the only person that can is James. Or somebody who looks remarkably like him.
No!
It's nothing. It's easy. It is in and out.
Are you... No, absolutely not!
I've been there. I know the layout. You won't have to talk to anybody.
Really? And if they talk to me...
We'll just stick to small talk. Just keep walking.
What small talk? Have you heard my small talk? This... Right now is about as good as it gets.
Look, I've met most of his colleagues. I mean, I can brief you on all of them. Certainly enough to get you through a piddly little visit to the office, just there and back.
Lucy, stop! That would be illegal.
Reluctantly, John goes to the police station, pretending to be his brother. But before he can look for clues there, he's taken to a nearby office building, the scene of a freshly committed murder. The only possible suspects, the ones still on site, are isolated in a conference room. And John, whom his colleagues think is James, is expected to crack the case. At first, he freaks. But then, he imagines it as a type of puzzle, his specialty, and starts writing things enthusiastically on a whiteboard, running down the variables.
Okay, so, what we're looking at here is a concatenation of syllogisms, obviously. A series of statements and propositions, one of which will be false, but which we can weed out via a process of cross-reference and deductive reason. It's a logic puzzle. In this room, we have seven subjects, or suspects. I will label you A to G for simplicity. Three definitive facts, presumably connected. The fire door alarm, the phone call, and the murder itself. I'll label then 1 to 3. Plus, of course, the alleged movements of everyone in this column within the timescale of the factual events contained in this one, which we'll put into a third column of seven, T to Z. So, C was exiting the elevator in the foyer at the same time as D was leaving by the front. Both statements confirm the other, which means that neither C nor D could have been present at factual events 1 and 2, so we can cross those off, which naturally means we can also put crosses here and here and here, since this dictates that A and E could not have been present at that location at that time, or else they would have crossed with C or D. Do you follow?
No.
The first season of Ludwig contains 6 episodes, which show John continuing to impersonate his brother while trying to solve his disappearance. He's also faced with a different murder case or different puzzle each week, which he tackles while working with and fooling his colleagues. It's a strong ensemble, led by Depo Ola as his new partner and Garen Howell, who plays Dennis Whitaker on The Pit, as a young member of his team. And the guest stars are valuable too, especially the great Derek Jacobi in a later episode. For Ludwig to work, the mysteries have to be clever, the clues have to be credible but not obvious, and the performances have to be enjoyable. Check, check, check. As John and Lucy, David Mitchell and Anna Maxwell Martin are loads of fun, especially when they're together. And the style of the show is infectious and almost musical. The series is called Ludwig for a reason, which it reveals in time. And that connection allows for plenty of music from the Beethoven canon, which is heard often and winningly. From start to finish, Ludwig is a winner. And I'm happy to report it's not really finished yet. The producers already have committed to a season 2, which makes me smile almost as much as watching Ludwig.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed Ludwig, now streaming on BritBox. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, veteran reporters Annie Carney and Luke Broadwater share an insider's look at a dysfunctional Congress. The body elected in 2022 passed fewer bills than any Congress since the Great Depression, instead engaging in partisan infighting, petty feuds, and occasionally physical threats among members. Their book is called Madhouse. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Ngakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.